want to praise you, Lord. Much more than I do, I want to praise you, Lord. Much more than I do. Learn to seek your face and the knowledge of your grace. I want to praise you.
Greetings, Israelite brothers and sisters who praise Yahweh. May the divine influence be with you. This is part 10 and the conclusion of Jew or Judah. You can follow along with the article by going to www.thinkoutsidethebeast.com. Jew or Judah is found in the Who's Who menu and the Word Studies menu. In part 9, we finished up the Book of Acts, where we saw the word Jew, where the Greek word eudaios originally was. I pray that you have learned in this study that every time the word Jew is used in the New Testament, you need to discern whether it's an Edomite Jew or an Israelite Judahite. Judea was a newly merged territory of the land of Judah inhabited by Israelite Judahites of the house of Judah and the land of Idumea, which was inhabited by Edomite Jews. Jews are not Judahites, but they have successfully impersonated them. Jacob's son Judah was not a Jew, because Jacob and Leah were not Jews, and neither was Judah's five other brothers. So how could Judah be a Jew? We saw in Acts that many of the brainwashed Judahites turned to Yahweh. Many did not. We also saw that the Edomite Judeans constantly agitated the Judahite Judeans against the apostles. We saw that the Edomite Judeans were the ones accusing Paul of teaching against the law. These were the Pharisees and Sadducees, which were Jews. There were also some deceived Israelite Judeans on the council as well. We saw Paul teach the Judahite Judeans that the Greek Israelites and scattered Israelites did not have the Torah and forgot their identity, but they were all under sin. The Judeans had the Torah, but didn't fully follow it. The Greeks and scattered Israelites did not have the Torah, but some of them followed the law written on their hearts. Paul taught that the house of Judah was no better than the scattered house of Israel. Yahweh was God of both houses. Faith and the law go together, because having faith does not void the law, it establishes it. We also saw that Yahweh's scattering of disobedient Israel and the promise of reconciliation and regathering was a sowing of his people among the nations, which, when the gospel caught up with them and they took hold of it, they grew in it and produced much fruit. The Jews never spread the gospel. The white race did. We show the signs, marks, and fruits of true Israelites and Judahites of the house of Yahweh. Let's wrap up this study and examine the remaining fake, made-up word Jew and see if it's identifying a Jew or a Judahite. Romans 10:11. For the scripture says, whoever believes on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same master over all is rich unto all that call upon him. Not no difference between Jews and Greeks. No difference between Israelite Judeans and Israelite Greeks. Paul is talking to Israelite Romans. The message is for Israelites everywhere. The message is not for everybody. The context is about Israelites, the only people whom Yahweh has known, made promises with, covenanted with, gave the law to, married, divorced, scattered, promised reconciliation and redemption, died for, loves, and will marry at Judgment Day. If you understand Scripture, this is what Scripture teaches. If you don't understand Scripture and believe the church's versions, then Scripture seems like it's for everybody, but it's not. All, every, and whosoever is always referring to Israelites. The whole Bible is about Israelites. In Romans, the made-up word Jew is used 11 times and never refers to Jews. This is because Jews are not Israelites or Judahites. The Antichrist translators replaced the Greek word Judeos with the wicked, fake word Jew. Judeos is the equivalent of the Hebrew word Yehuda. These are not Jews. They are Judahites of the house of Judah. The Romans were Israelite Judahites of the house of Judah. 1 Corinthians 1:21. For after that, in the wisdom of Elohim, the society by wisdom knew not Elohim. It pleased Elohim by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. The gospel sounded foolish to the Greeks, who were of the dispersed 10 tribes. They were the uncircumcised. Yahweh had been pleased with the foolishness of preaching the gospel to try to save those who will be believing. Verse 22, for the Jews, which should read, for the Judeans require a sign, and the Greeks seek after wisdom, but we preach Christ crucified. Unto the Jews, which should read, unto the Judean a stumbling block, and unto the Greeks foolishness. Isaiah 8:14.
And he shall be for a sanctuary, but for a stone of stumbling, and for a rock of offense to both the houses of Israel, for a gin and for a snare to the inhabitants of Jerusalem.
Back to Corinthians 1:24. But unto them which are called, both Jews, which should read, both Judeans and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. Christ the power of God reads different in the original Greek. Anointed of Yahweh, power and wisdom. The word Christ does not always refer to Christ. It sometimes identifies the called out seed or group, which would be Israelites. In verse 22, the Jews that require a sign are referring to the Edomite Jews. It can also refer to Israelite Judeans, also, because many of our own people require a sign to believe. In verse 23, Jews is not Jews. Jews set stumbling blocks. The stumbling and offenses are to both the houses of Israel and Judah. The gin and snare are to the inhabitants of Jerusalem, which are Israelites and Edomites and Canaanites. In verse 24, the Jews which are called are not Jews. Jews are not called. Israelites are called.
For in Isaac's seed are you called.
If Isaac and Rebekah were Jews, then how do you explain how a supposed Jewish woman could have two Gentiles in her Jewish womb? If you search the word nations, which Yahweh said,
two nations are in thy womb.
The word nations is H1471 goyim, which supposedly means a non-Jew. But the correct definition of goyim just means nations. The Jews added the non-Jew meaning to it. Again, showing that scripture has been heavily tampered with, but the churches believe the King James perversion is inerrant and would rather follow errors, lies, fables, and falsehood rather than scripture, the word, the truth, and Yahweh. Did you know that the King James perversion is a version of a version of a version? Did you know that the King James perversion was edited by a queer Freemason sorcerer named Sir Francis Bacon? Did you know that King James was bisexual? Did you know that the King James perversion has over 24,000 errors? 1 Corinthians 9:19. For though I be free from all men, yet have I made myself servant unto all, that I might gain the more. Paul had no choice but to take on this honor of management of the family once he was given his purpose on the road to Damascus. Once he saw the truth, there was no looking back. Verse 20, and unto the Jews I became as a Jew, that I might win the Jews, which should read, and unto the Judeans I became as a Judean, that I might win the Judeans. To them that are under the Torah, as under the Torah, that I might win them that are under the Torah. Paul is not saying unto the Jews he became a Jew that he might win over Jews. Paul was saying unto his Judahite kinsmen that he spoke to them as a Judahite, that he might win over other Judahites. Paul was able to relate to them by being able to speak Hebrew. Verse 21, and to them that are without Torah, as without Torah, being not without Torah to Elohim, but under the Torah to Christ, that I might win them that are without Torah. In verse 21, Paul was saying to his Israelite kinsmen that were scattered among the nations and ignorant of who they were, he spoke to them in a way that they could understand, because they did not know, have, or keep the Torah. They were without the Torah, because they were pagans. Romans 2:12, for as many as have sinned without law shall also perish without law, and as many as has sinned in the law shall be judged by the law. The Judahite Judeans had the law. The dispersed, lost, scattered pagan Israelites did not know the law. 1 Corinthians 10:31. Whether therefore you eat or drink, or whatsoever you do, do all to the glory of Elohim. Give no offense or stumbling, neither to the Jews, which should read, neither to the Judeans, nor to the Gentiles, which should read, nor to the Greek Israelites, nor to the assembly of Elohim, even as I please all men in all things, not seeking my own profit, but the profit of many, that they may be preserved. Verse 32 is not talking about Jews. Verse 31 is a verse the churches use to teach you that you can eat pork and unclean animals. Well, the food laws were not done away with. The sacrifices and ritual ordinances of the priesthood were done away with. The context of these verses is about eating meat sacrificed to idols. Some Israelites understood that participating in those pagan sacrifices was wrong and did not want to eat food sacrificed to other gods. Paul was teaching that we all do things differently, and so long as what we do is in accordance with the way, don't cause division. The Judean Israelites had different habits than the Greek Israelites, so Paul was teaching brotherly love. God deemed unclean animals unfit to eat, because they are nature's garbage disposers. You can't eat unclean animals to the glory of God. Just like you can't worship a Jewish Jesus to the glory of God. You can't follow church doctrine to the glory of God. One body with many members. 1 Corinthians 12:12. For as the body is one, and has many members, and all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. The last is italicized. It was added by the translators. They also did not translate Christ correctly. Christ means anointed, and can refer to Christ, or to Israelites. The context is referring to the people, the anointed group. The last part of verse 12 should read, so also the anointed. Verse 13, for by one Spirit are we all immersed into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one Spirit. This verse is not saying that Jews and Gentiles are of one spirit and body. The context is Judean Israelites of the house of Judah and the scattered lost Israelites of the house of Israel in Greece. They are united and reconciled under the renewed covenant. This is the fulfilling of the two sticks prophecy of Ezekiel 37. Yahweh commands we be separate from the children of Cain and Esau. Yahweh did not change his mind and bring Jews into the body. Jews are parasites. Isn't it obvious how the Jews suck us dry? Mentally, through their Jewish-owned media, their satanic Hollywood spells, fake news, and education system. Physically, through their Jewish-owned food corporations, in which they add poisonous and toxic ingredients and preservatives, nanotech, and synthetics. Jews are known throughout history to poison the goyim. What do you think chemtrails are? Do you even notice them? And they suck us dry spiritually through their satanic Judaism, which they sell as Christianity through the 33,000 denominations of so-called Christianity. When you accept Jewish Jesus and marinate in your own pew on the day of the sun god and trust in damning doctrines, you are killed all the day long. In 1 Corinthians, the word Jew never means a Jew. The Greek word is Judaeos, which is a Judahite. Paul was talking to Israelite Judahites of the house of Judah and Greek Israelites of the house of Israel. In chapter 11, Paul is warning about false preachers. Paul is telling the Corinthians that he brought the gospel and didn't charge or take anything for it. The folly he's talking about in verse 1. 2 Corinthians 11:1. I wish that you would bear with me a little in my folly, and indeed bear with me, for I am jealous over you with godly jealousy, for I have espoused you to one husband, that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ. But I fear, lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your minds should be corrupted from the simplicity, the sincerity, and purity that is in Christ. Which should read, with the simplicity that is with the anointed. Christ, in verse 3, is a reference to Israelites, the anointed people. Paul doesn't want his Israelite kinsmen to be deceived by Jews and the churches. Verse 4. For if indeed one coming proclaims another Yeshua, whom we did not preach, or you admit a different spirit which you have not received, or a different good message which you have not accepted, would you hold up well? Paul is speaking of false apostles and false doctrines. He's also speaking about the Jew Pharisees and today's preachers in all those 33,000 denominations of so-called Christianity. Verse 15. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. False preachers are not persecuted, Paul was persecuted and thrown in prison by the Edomite Jews. Verse 24, of the Jews, 5 times received I 40 stripes, save one. Jews, in verse 24, are Jews. The Edomite Jew Pharisees whipped Paul. Paul's vindication of his apostleship. Galatians 1:11. But I point out to you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached by me is not according to man, for I neither received it by man, neither was I taught it, but by the revelation of Yeshua Christ. Speaking of his conversion on the road to Damascus. Verse 13, for you have heard of my conduct in the past in the Jews' religion, which should read in the Judeans' religion, which is a reference to the Edomite Judeans' religion, Judaism. How that, beyond measure, I persecuted the assembly of Elohim, and wasted it, and profited in the Jews' religion, above many my equals in my own nation, being more exceedingly zealous of the traditions of my fathers. Verses 13 and 14 are talking about the Jews' religion taught by the Edomite Jew Pharisees. The Judeans' religion is referring to Judaism, the law of Moses perverted by the Jews. The religious sect controlled by Edomites profited by controlling the people with their doctrines of men, or traditions of the elders, which is Judaism, Communism, Talmudism. Paul is proving that he, being an Israelite of the tribe of Benjamin, profited by this Antichrist Jewish religion as a Pharisee over his own nation, Israelites, and that the Edomite Jews were the controlling sect. Paul is differentiating between the Edomites' religion and the Judahite religion. If Paul were raised in any of the 33,000 denominations of so-called Christianity, he would have been explaining that he followed the wrong church and led many people into the ditch, but since his conversion, now he would be leading people out of the ditch of churchianity and away from Jaime Jesus, and the Judeo-Christians would hate him for it. Galatians chapters 1 through 5 are about the works of the law, referring to the sacrificial rituals. These rituals were done away with because Yeshua was the last sacrifice and the need for a priesthood and its ordinances expired. It must be understood the difference between the circumcised and the uncircumcised. The circumcised is a reference to the house of Judah in Judea, the ones who practiced the law and kept their heritage. These were Judahites. The uncircumcised is a reference to the house of Israel, the scattered lost Israelites, the ones who were pagans and forgot their heritage. The circumcised Judahites called the uncircumcised Israelites common because they were just like all the other nations which sacrificed to other gods. They were considered unclean by the Judeans. Acts chapter 10 was about Yahweh teaching Peter that these uncircumcised pagan Israelites were under the renewed covenant along with the Judahite Judeans, and now they were all made clean by the blood of Christ. But the churches teach that pigs were made clean and now considered delicatessens. Silly Judeo-Christians. Tricks are for Gentiles. Paul rebukes Peter at Antioch. Galatians 2:11. But when Peter was come to Antioch, I withstood him to the face, because he was to be blamed. For before that certain came from James, he did eat with the Gentiles, which should read, he ate with the nations, meaning the uncircumcised Israelites. But when they were come, he withdrew and separated himself, fearing them which were of the circumcision. When Peter was among the uncircumcised Israelites, and the circumcised Judeans came around, he pretended not to know the uncircumcised Israelites. Acts 10:28. And Peter said unto them, You know how that it is an unlawful thing for a man that is a Judean to keep company or come unto one of another nation. But Elohim has showed me that I shall not call any man common or unclean. Peter was shown in a vision in Acts 10 that the nations, the uncircumcised, were his kinsmen and not considered by Yahweh as unclean anymore. They were Israelites of the dispersion and under the same promises and redemption as the Judean Israelites. Acts 10 is not about eating pork. The churches changed this context from unclean men to unclean animals now being delicatessens. Sow silly. Verse 13, and the other Jews, which should read, and the other Judeans dissembled likewise with him, insomuch that Barnabas was also carried away with their hypocrisy. But when I saw that they walked not uprightly according to the truth of the gospel, I said unto Peter before them all, if you, being a Jew, live after the manner of the Gentiles, and not as do the Jews, why do you compel the Gentiles to live as do the Jews? Let me read that correctly. If you, being a Judahite Judean, live after the manner of the uncircumcised Israelites, and not as do the Judahite Judeans, why do you compel the uncircumcised Israelites to live as the Judahite Judeans? Paul was calling Peter out for being a hypocrite. Peter was not a Jew. Peter was a Benjaminite Israelite. Peter was not compelling the uncircumcised Israelites to live as Jews. He was teaching the uncircumcised Israelites that they were Israelites and that they should live according to their forgotten heritage. This is the same thing we try to teach our foolish, stiff-necked, and ignorant kinsmen in the churches that identify as trans-Gentiles, eat unclean animals, and worship Haimi Jesus. Judeans and the lost nations of Israel are saved by the belief. Verse 15. We who are Jews by nature and not sinners of the Gentiles, which should read, we who are Judahite Judeans by nature and not sinners of the scattered nations of uncircumcised Israel, knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the rituals, but by the belief in Yeshua Christ, even we have believed in Yeshua Christ, that we might be justified by the belief of Christ, and not by the works of the rituals, for by the rituals shall no flesh be justified. Paul and Peter and those Israelites to whom they were speaking to were not Jews by nature. They were Israelites of the house of Judah. Jews are not a pure or natural people. They are hybrids. God did not engender them. The fallen angels did. Works of the law, or the rituals, is not the Ten Commandments. They are the Levitical ordinances. They are referring to the sacrificial rituals and priesthood. Before Christ died, the Israelite priesthood performed sacrifice for the atonement of sin. When Christ died, he was the last sacrifice and became the reigning high priest. These rituals were to cease. Many Israelites did not understand this and wanted to continue the rituals because they thought the rituals were what saved them. The Judaizers were agitating the people and saying that Paul was doing away with the law, and the people were upset about it because they didn't understand what had occurred. The rituals themselves cannot justify. They were just a schoolmaster to learn from. The allegiance with Yeshua Christ is our salvation and preservation. The Pharisees wanted to keep the rituals because with them they could control the people. The Edomite Pharisees did not believe in Christ. They believed in the rituals and their own religion. Notice in verse 16 it reads, faith of Christ, twice. We are not saved because we believe in a man named Jesus. We are preserved in this life because we believe and follow in the faith of Christ. What is the faith of Christ? Faith means allegiance. loyalty, copying the example of. Christ has allegiance to Yahweh. He obeyed and followed the commandments and plan of God. If we believe in the faith of Christ, then we must emulate his example. Just believing is not enough. Galatians 3:28. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither bond nor free. There is neither male nor female. For you are all one in Christ Yeshua. This isn't saying that Jews and Greeks and everybody else are one in Christ Yeshua. No Jew can be one in Messiah. They are not of Messiah. They are of Cain and Esau. They are the children of the devil. Darkness has no communion with light. There is no difference between Israelite Judeans of the house of Judah nor Greek Israelites, because all Israelites are one in Messiah. Verse 29, But if you be Christ's, then you are Abraham's seed, and heirs according to the promise. This verse is not saying that anybody can become Abraham's seed. The churches teach that. Genesis 21:10, Wherefore she said unto Abraham,
Cast out this bondwoman and her son, for the son of this bondwoman shall not be heir with my son, even with Isaac.
Hebrews 11:18, Of whom it was said that
in Isaac shall your seed be called.
Even though Hagar, who was an Egyptian, who were white back then, and the same race of Abraham and Ishmael being circumcised, they were not part of the promises made to Abraham. Yahweh chose the children of Israel as his called out, chosen, special people. Yahweh did not choose the children of Esau, Gentiles, or the church. The word Jew is not in Ephesians. The Ephesians were mostly Dorian Greek Israelites and Roman Israelites, as well as Phoenicians. Paul addresses them as saints. Saints is hagios in the Greek. A saint is one who is set apart, sacred, holy, and chosen. Saints are Israelites, because saints are the called out ones, and only the children of Jacob Israel are called out. Jews are not saints. Jews are devils. The word Jew is not in Philippians. The Philippians were mostly Macedonian Greeks and Danan Greeks of the tribe of Dan. These were Israelites, and Paul addressed them as saints. There were those of Thracian and Trojan blood among them, who were of Zara Judah, and some Roman Judahite residents. Jews were not spreading the gospel to these Philippians and Ephesians. Israelites were spreading the gospel to the Philippians and Ephesians. Israelites are white people, in case you have not connected the dots yet. Jews never spread the gospel. White people did, fitting the marks of Israel. The Jews gave us 33,000 versions of the gospel. The Colossians were primarily Dorian Greeks, Israelites. Paul addressed them as saints and brethren. Chapter 3 is about the Christian life. Paul taught them to seek things which are from above. Make dead the old man of sin and put on the new man, renewed in knowledge. Paul was teaching them to abandon their pagan ways and abandon the teachings they learned from the Jews and return to Yahweh and their family heritage. Colossians 3:11, Where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision nor uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, bond nor free, but Christ is all and in all. The last part should read, But altogether and in all ways anointed. The Greek, the Judean, barbarian, Scythian, bond or free, are all referring to Israelites. Israelites are the only anointed people. Jew, in verse 11, are not Jews. Jews are not anointed and not in the body of the anointed ones. Verse 12. Put on, therefore, as the chosen ones of Elohim, set apart and beloved, affections of compassions, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another, and dealing graciously with one another, if any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ deals graciously with you, so also do you. Who are the elect?
The believers, the church, the Gentiles, the Jews?
No. Who was dedicated on the altar to Yahweh? The seed of Abraham, Isaac, the anointed, called out, set apart, holy, and sanctified children of Israel. The Jews are not the elect. They are not the chosen ones of God. They are not anointed. They are not Israelites. Jews are not and cannot be Christians or live a Christian lifestyle. That's like saying a demon can become a child of God's and live righteously. 1 Thessalonians 2:14. For you, brethren, became imitators of the assemblies of Elohim, which in Judea are in Christ Yeshua. For you also have suffered the same treatment of your own countrymen, even as they have of the Jews, which should read, even as they have of the Judeans. The Judeans spoken of here are referring to the Edomite scribes and Pharisees. There were some Israelite Judeans that were guilty of this as well, because of ignorance and brainwashing. Verse 15, who both murdered the Master Yeshua and their own prophets, and have persecuted us, and they please not Elohim, and are contrary to all men. The King James Perversion has their own prophets. This was added by the translators to support the lie that the Jews are Israel. It is not in the older texts. The first appearance of their own is in the 6th or 7th century revision of the 5th century Codex Bazai. Here are some examples of Edomite Jews killing Israelite prophets and priests. Remember Doeg, the Edomite?
1 Samuel 21:7, 22:9, 18 and 22, Psalm 52:1.
Remember Jezebel?
1 Kings 18:4, 21:15 and 23. 2 Kings 9:7, Revelation 2:20.
Verse 16 of Thessalonians. The Edomite Pharisees, forbidding us to speak to the Gentiles, which should read, forbidding us to speak to the dispersed nations of Israel, that they might be preserved, to fill up their sins always, for the wrath is come upon them to the utmost. John 7:35. Then said the Jews among themselves,
where will he go, that we shall not find him? Will he go unto the dispersed, among the Greeks, and teach the Greeks?
Gentile does not mean non-Jew. It simply means nation, kinsmen of the same race. In this case, some of the dispersed of Israel from the Babylonian captivity settled in Greece. Paul was the apostle to the nations, or the dispersed, uncircumcised, of Israel, the lost sheep. The word Jew is not in 2 Thessalonians. Jews did not bring the Thessalonians the gospel. Israelites did. The word Jew is not in 1 or 2 Timothy. Timothy was not a Jew. He was an Israelite. Paul's letters to Timothy emphasizes how the Christian assembly was expected to act, as well as the ministers. The word Jew is not in Titus. The Jews did not bring the gospel to Crete. Titus was a Greek Israelite. He was a minister of the Cretan Israelites. The island of Crete in the Mediterranean was notorious for immorality, and it has been said that this letter to Titus is a condensed code of instruction for the assembly in doctrine, morals, and discipline, of which Titus himself was to be a personal example. The word Jew is not in Philemon. Paul's letter to Philemon is the only strictly private letter which has been preserved. It is true that he wrote other letters to individuals, Timothy and Titus, but they were concerned with assembly matters. This letter is occupied with a personal domestic incident. Philemon lived at Colossae and was apparently a man of property and position who owed his conversion to Paul. The occasion of the letter was to return to Colossae one of Philemon's servants who had robbed him and escaped to Rome, where he came under the influence of Paul. Three individuals are concerned in this personal and social problem, but three individuals who shared a faith and were prepared to follow the Christian way of life. G2455, Judas, is used 42 times. Judas is the Greek for a name, such as Judah, Jude, or Judas. G2455, Judas, is used 4 times to refer to the tribe and the house of Judah. It would be hard to replace the name Judah with the word Jew. Another priest like Melchizedek. The Levitical priesthood could only make temporary atonements, which were only for that year, which is why the Levitical priesthood expired when Christ died. Hebrews 7:11. If, therefore, fulfillment were by the Levitical priesthood, for under it people received the law, what further need was there that another priest should rise after the order of Melchizedek, and not be called after the order of Aaron? Aaron, who was Moses' brother, was a Levite. Aaron and his sons held the office of the priesthood for 1600 years from the Exodus to the time of the Maccabees. They performed the duties of the priesthood and made atonement for the people. The another priest that should rise after the order of Melchizedek was Yeshua Christ, who is now the reigning and eternal high priest. The second covenant replaced and reinforced the first, because the Levitical priesthood was for a specific purpose and meant to expire. Christ became the high priest. Verse 12. For the priesthood being changed, there is made of necessity a change also of the law. A change has taken place, Christ's death, so the priesthood and its duties ended. No more mediators to the Father, but Christ only. The churches teach that the law was done away with. Only the priesthood and the sacrifices were over, or done away with. Verse 13. For he of whom these things are spoken pertains to another tribe, of which no man gave attendance to the altar. For it is evident that our master sprang out of Judah, the tribe, of which tribe Moses spake nothing concerning the priesthood. The setup of the Levitical priesthood was temporary and occupied by Levites. Christ was not of the tribe of Levi, he was of the tribe of Judah. Christ is now our high priest. Yeshua is a king and a priest. The Levitical priesthood was only a teaching tool and a pattern, or shadow, of things to come. Hebrews 8:6. But now has Christ obtained a more excellent ministry and distinguished office, by how much also he is the mediator of a better covenant, which was established upon better promises. The law written on our heart and the acceptance of Christ as our high priest. The old covenant was not erased. It served its purpose leading up to the crucifixion. Now that Christ died for us once, through him we might have everlasting life, not through the blood of bulls and goats or by some man-priest. The sacrifices shall cease.
Daniel 9:27.
Back to Hebrews 8:7. For if that first covenant had been faultless, then should no place have been sought for the second. It was our inability to follow the first covenant that was at fault. The priesthood, rituals, and oblations could never save you. They were just a schoolmaster to teach the way. If the first covenant had been the blueprint for salvation, then Yahweh would not have sought for the second. Christ would not have had to die or go to the land of the dead to set the captives free. there would have been no need for Christ to die if the first covenant was faultless. Verse 8. For finding fault with them, he said,
Behold, the days come, says Yahweh, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah.
The renewed covenant with reconciled Israelites of the house of Judah in Judea and the house of Israel, who were scattered among the nations. Those of the house of Judah were Judahites, not Jews. The translators could not slip the word Jew in the place of the Greek word for the name, tribe, or territory of Judah. It would not sound right to say the house of Jew, or Phares, son of Jew, or Jew, the servant of Christ, or the lion of the tribe of Jew. Sometimes, if you tell too big a lie, even the ignorant can catch that. The word Jew is not in James. James was not a Jew. James was of the tribe of Benjamin. James was the brother of John. James is written to both houses of Israel, which are Judah, the circumcision, and Israel, the uncircumcision, also known as dispersed Israel. The churches teach that the 12 tribes disappeared among the Assyrians. This is how they support replacing Israel with the church. The churches ignore the first verse of James, in which he states who he is bringing the gospel to. James 1:1. James, a servant of Elohim and of the Master Yeshua Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greeting. So do you believe your church, or do you believe verse 1? The word Jew is not in 1st or 2nd Peter. Peter was not a Jew. He was an Israelite of the tribe of Benjamin. Peter was reinforcing Paul's teachings. These letters were written to the Israelite dispersion in all the places where Paul founded assemblies. The dispersion are the northern tribes of Israel, the uncircumcision, that did not return to Jerusalem after the Assyrian and Babylonian captivities. Peter was bringing the gospel to scattered Israelites. The Greek translates verse 1 as, Peter, commissioner of Yeshua the Anointed, to chosen expatriates of through sowing, of dispersion. Sounds like the parable of the sower. When Yahweh divorced and scattered the children of Israel among the nations, he was, in effect, sowing them among the nations, which, later on, when the gospel caught up to their children, the ones who responded grew. The word Jew is not in 1st, 2nd, or 3rd John. John was not a Jew. He was an Israelite. John's message was that of practicing the example of Christ. Practicing is not just believing. Practicing is actively doing, meaning following and obeying the law, observing the Sabbaths and feast days, loving your kinsmen, and living a Christian lifestyle daily. The word Jew is not in Jude. Jude was not a Jew. He was an Israelite. His letter was a general epistle to Israelites. Jude called to his readers' memories examples from their Hebrew history of rebellious unbelief. The Israelites, who failed in allegiance after Yahweh's wondrous deliverance from Egyptian bondage. These were not Jews, because Jews were never in bondage to no man. Jude is also about certain ungodly men who deny Yeshua Christ, false brethren, and the angels that kept not their first estate. He also talks about spots in your feasts, meaning those who wreck others morally and cause confusion. Jude talks about clouds without water, fruitless trees, twice dead and plucked up by the roots, and he talks about those that do not have the Spirit. These are all references to Edomite Jews. Jude is talking to Israelites, warning them about Jews. Revelation 2:9, I know your works and tribulation and poverty, but you are rich, and I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews, and are not, but are the synagogue of Satan. Who claims to be Jews? Jews. Who claims that the Jews are of Judah? Jews and the churches. Who is lying? The Jews. Who is believing this lie? The churches. Who doesn't trace the Jews back to Esau and Cain and the devil? The churches. Who will be joining the Jews in the lake of fire? The churches. Christ mentions the adversary, the synagogue of Satan, who are those children of Satan who claim to be Judah, and they are not. These are the Canaanite Edomite tribes who had infiltrated Judea in the centuries before Christ, created Judaism, became circumcised, and were left to be known as Jews in the Christian era. But they are imposters. These people have actually and literally descended from the tribes of the enemies of Yahweh, our God.
But God loves everybody, right?
Wrong. Who are some known enemies of God? Starting in Genesis, it's the fallen angels. It's the usurper in the garden who sexually deceived Eve and begat Cain, the first Jew. Cain's descendants are the enemies of God. Cain's kids mixed with Esau's kids. Esau's descendants are the enemies of God. Cain and Esau's kids do their father the devil's will very well, as they have sexually, mentally, and spiritually deceived God's kids, which, when our people follow the devil's Jewish kids, our people become twofold children of hell, which then renders God's kids as his own enemies. There is no middle ground. You are either Antichrist or with Christ. All Jews are Antichrist. All of our own people who worship a Jewish Jesus are Antichrist. All 33,000 denominations of so-called Christianity are Antichrist. When you understand how backwards and upside down everything is, you will see that 99% of our own people are Antichrist. The Jews truly have turned this world above as their world below. Revelation 3:7, and to the messenger of the assembly in Philadelphia write, these things says he that is holy, he that is true, he that has the key of David, he that opens and no man shuts and no man opens. I know your works. Behold, I have set before you an open door, and no man can shut it. For you have a little strength, and have kept my word, and have not denied my name. An open door invites the ability to read and understand Scripture. Put yourself in position to be led to that door. Obey my commandments, the key. Verse 9. Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan which say they are Jews and are not, but do lie. Which should read, behold, I will make them, referring to the children of Cain and Esau, of the synagogue of Satan which say they are Judahites and are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them to come and worship before your feet, and to know that I have loved you. Speaking of the children of Jacob. Jews claim they are of Judah, but do lie. The key of David. In order to find where the key fits, one must know the door it unlocks. Yeshua said in John chapter 10 that, truly, truly, I say unto you, he not entering through the door into the pen of the sheep, but going up from another place, that man is a thief and a robber. But he entering through the door is the shepherd of the sheep. So we can see that the key of David opens the door to the sheepfold the right way, and anyone else who comes in who does not belong to the shepherd is a thief and a robber. The Jews are thieves and robbers because they are not Israelites, they don't teach Torah, and they don't care for the sheep. They don't enter through the door, they always come in through another way. The Jews are thieves and robbers because they have stolen our Israelite identity and claim they are Israelites and of Judah. The churches believe them, and as a result, their salvation is stolen. Even if they declared themselves saved, they still gave up their standing with Yeshua Christ, because they now stand with Jewish Christ. The Jews don't teach Torah. They changed the Torah into Judeo-Talmudism. The Jews don't care for the sheep, because they slaughter us all the day long, fulfilling the prophecy of Genesis 3:15. The Jews call us Goyim cattle, and if you read their Talmud, you will see just how much they hate us, Christianity, the truth, the Word, Yahweh God, and Yeshua Messiah. John sees the vision of the scroll with seven seals in the right hand of him that sat on the throne. Revelation 5:5. And one of the elders said unto me, Weep not, behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, has overcome to open the book of life, and to loose the seven seals thereof. Yeshua Christ is the Lion of Judah, and he is also the root of David. The root did not grow from a Jewish seed. David and Christ are Judahites. Revelation 7:4. And I heard the number of them which were sealed, and there were sealed 144,000 of all the tribes of the children of Yisrael. Of the tribe of Yehuda were sealed 12,000. So 11 of the 12 sons of Israel were white Adamic Hebrew Israelite men, and Judah was a Jew? If you still believe that the Jews are Israelites, or of the tribe of Judah, then you truly are blinded by the lies. If you continue to worship a Jewish Jesus, then may Yahweh have mercy on your ignorant, stiff-necked, beguiled soul. John 4:22, You worship that which you know not. We know what we worship, for salvation is of Judah. Hosea 4:6,
My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because you have rejected knowledge, I also reject you.
2 Thessalonians 1:8, In flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not Elohim, and that obey not the gospel of our Master Yeshua Christ.
Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
Now we can see a new world coming into view. A world in which there is the very real prospect of a new world order.
The New World Order does not mean surrendering our national sovereignty or forfeiting our interests.
The lies have your